Well, we're back in Liverpool now. We're in the Georgian Quarter, beautiful houses built in the 1780s, 1790s, and the start of the 19th century. In the 1950s, these magnificent houses were often divided into student apartments, and it's very close to the Art College, and John was very keen to avoid Aunt Mimi, so he would spend a lot of time in Stuart's apartment. We'll see it on the right hand side as we turn in a beautiful terrace called Gambier Terrace, and as we turn you'll see the biggest cathedral in Great Britain, number 5 in the world. This is the Anglican Church, the Cathedral Church of Liverpool, and that red stone is all from Moulton Quarry at the back of John Lennon's house. So that's a 20th century building finished in 1978. On the right, number 3, Hillary Mansions here on the terrace, that was Stuart Sutcliffe's flat, and that's where John had lots of meetings, shall we say, with Cynthia Powell, his girlfriend from the art school. Needless to say, Cynthia was pregnant by August of 1962 when they got married. Here on the left is the Art College, the 1950s extension and now the honey-coloured stone building. So this is where John went. And as we come to the corner, Ian will slow down. So if you look left down the hill, the paler stone building with the columns, that's the Institute School for Boys. So that's where both George and Paul went as 11-year-olds until they were 16. And here is the Art College right up on the corner where John went and Stuart Sutcliffe. And so once they were in the Quarrymen together, this is where they would all get together to rehearse in the canteen of the art school. Today, both buildings are part of Paul McCartney's school for performing arts called Lipper.